Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. He loves you.
Good morning.
morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Let us pray. Father God, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts and praise on our lips. Father, we thank you for another day that you have allowed us to wake up this morning, closing our right minds with the use and the activities of our limbs. We thank you for the new mercies of this day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that we are able, Father God, to be able, Father, to gather this morning, Father God, and to be able, Father God, to, oh God, on this line, Father God, and through Facebook, Father God, to be able, Father God, to be able to come and to worship you, Father God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for just being God all by yourself, for truly you are a great God. You are an awesome God. You are a mighty God. And we pray this morning, Father, that you would lay your hands upon your people this morning. We pray, God, that you would touch, heal, and deliver this morning, Father God. Father God, we thank you this morning, God, for the opportunity just to be able to say thank you. For with the fruit of our lips, we will praise thee. We will magnify your name, and we will glorify your name, Father. Oh, God, we come this morning knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith this morning, Father. And, God, we just thank you, Father God, because we come this morning with an attitude of gratitude, because we are so grateful this morning, Father, for everything that you have done, what you're doing, and what you're going to do in the lives of your people, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, for your peace, for your love, for your joy, Father God. Well, Lord, we just thank you this morning, Father God, that, oh, God, that you are more than enough, Father God, that you are able to do anything but fail, Father God, because there is no failure in you, Father God. And so, Father God, we are just so grateful this morning, Father God, to you, Father God, because you and you alone are worthy, Father God. And so we come this morning, Father God, with the gratefulness in our hearts, Father God. We thank you for your word on this morning, Father God. We thank you, oh, God, that you, oh, God, are the one that we can call on, Father God, in the time of trouble, Father God. The word of God says that I called on the Lord and I got an answer, Father God. And so, God, we've called on you many, many times in our lives, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that we're able, Father God, to call on you, Father God. We thank you for the opportunity to be able to, oh, God, to come, Father God, and to have, oh, God, a prayer with you this morning, Father God. Because, Father, you and you alone, Father God, are the one that we need, Father God. And so, Father God, we just stretch our hands to you this morning, Father God, knowing, oh, God, that you're capable, Father God, and that we are in capable hands, Father God, that you are an omnipresent God, and that you are present everywhere at the same time, Father God, that you are an all-powerful God, Father. And we just thank you this morning, Father. Bless these services on today, Father God. We ask that you will bless and keep our pastor and first lady. Bless the Heart of God Baptist Church, Father God. We ask that you will bless all families today, Father God, that are near and far, Father God. And just to keep us, Lord Jesus, as the apple of your eye, Father God, as we continue, Father God, on this road in life, Father God, that you will continue to give us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to stand strong in you, Father God. And we ask all of these petitions in the mighty and matchless and powerful name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Blessed assurance, he will do mine. Work it out. believe. We thank God, amen, for the blessing and assurance, amen. You can say that Jesus is mine, amen. Worshipers this morning, amen. We got some worshipers in the house this morning, and so we're going to go to them first, amen, and we're going to hear a word from them, amen. We got my four worshipers in the house.
Good morning, all of our family, past the first lady. I want to say it's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning.
Hallelujah.
I love y'all. I want to thank y'all so much for all y'all prayers, for my mom, for my family. I love y'all. I miss y'all so much. I have a wonderful blessing. And I see a wonderful blessing. Good morning, everybody. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Give us the normal and just pray that everybody has a great week and continue to keep their eyes and stay on God because He has been upon me. And I look forward to hearing.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank God for this day. Thank God for the pressure that's going on. We in the house this morning, y'all. Hey! It's getting back to, you know, what we used to. And it's like everybody says, it's good to be in the house because there's just some things about the house. And, I can't get at bedside now. I'm glad I'm in the house. I'm ready for the good old word. We're going to keep it going.
Okay. I just want to thank everybody else. Thank God once again for another day. Good to hear from everybody. Friends and family. Like to be back. Getting back to fellowship. Getting more in touch with God as we continue to grow and we get back to the same.
Amen. Amen. We're going to go to our first worshiper on the line. We'll be 1741. 1741, good morning.
Good morning. Hallelujah and praise God. Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good morning, First Lady Kason and the Heart of God Baptist Church. Praise God this morning for His goodness, for His loving kindness, His mercy, and His grace. Truly, He's been mighty good unto me, so I give Him all the glory today. I thank God because if it had not been for Him on my side, where would I be? So I thank God for my family. I thank Him for friends. I thank Him for the church family. I praise God that Pastor You and the praise team are able to be back in the sanctuary one more time. We get God the glory as He moves us closer to the first Sunday in April where we all can come together and fellowship and worship Him one more time in the beauty of holiness. So I praise God this morning. And for the scripture this morning, I'd like to share, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. Truly, God is faithful. I give Him all the glory, the honor, and the praise. God bless you all, and I love you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 0025. 0025, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady. Good morning, everyone. Thank God this morning that the praise team and you, Pastor, are in the house this morning. We give God honor and glory and praise this morning, for truly He is a mighty God. He is a great God. He is an awesome God. And so we thank Him this morning. I just want to thank God for my family, for my church family. I want to thank God for His grace and His mercy and His loving kindness. I just want to thank God for being a God that is able to do anything but fail, because there is no failure in God. And so I just give honor to God this morning, and I thank Him for His peace. I thank Him for His word this morning. I just thank God this morning, and I just come to God this morning with an attitude of gratitude, because I am so grateful this morning for everything that God has done, is doing, and will do in my life and in the lives of those that are connected to us. And so we just give God glory this morning, praise and honor this morning, for He is a good God. He is a great God, and He is an on-time God. Yes, He is. God bless you. Stay safe.
Man, thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our First Lady this morning. Good morning, First Lady.
Good morning, Heart of God. It's good to hear everyone's voice. It's good to hear that you all are in the sanctuary. To God be the glory for the great things he has done and what he's continuing to do in Heart of God, bringing us back into the fold again. And I'm just looking forward to that. And I want everyone to have a blessed week. Love you all. Bye-bye.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We'll go to our next worshiper. Last four digits, 7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God Church. It's just a pleasure to be able to wake up this morning. It's such a beautiful Sunday. I thank God for you all's prayers. For my daughter, she's doing fine. She's healing well. And I'm just happy that we're going to be able to go back into the church on the first Sunday and reunite and get adjusted to a new beginning. I thank God for my health, for my strength, that I'm able to do the things that I do because of God's blessings. I give him all the praise and glory this morning. You all be blessed. Have a blessed week. And I love you all.
Yeah.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor, First Lady. Thank God for you both. I thank God for another day. I thank him for continuously working blessings out in my life. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good and his mercy endureth forever. I thank God for his grace as well. You all have a blessed day and a safe.
And thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. That's 4 digits, 3343. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Thank God that he has brought me through a mighty, mighty long way in praise him so much. I'm so thankful that he's been so good to me. And he's blessed all my family and brought the free life to our life, to our world. And I'm so thankful, Father, that you've been so good to us. I got so much and give so much that I try to make as much as I possibly can and stay on his toes all the time and be thanking him and laying on my knees and saying, thank you, Father, that you let me build this ground and brought me a mighty long way. I said, thank you, Father, for being so good to my family. In your blessed holy name, Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We thank God for everyone's testimony. We are blessed to be able to give a testimony, but that means that you've gone through it next. Amen. I know everyone has gone through it next in the last 5 years. Amen. Everybody has a testimony. Amen. About you, amen, but we know that God is the one that allows the test to happen. Know that if he brings you through it, he'll bring you through it, amen. And the test comes to make us stronger, amen. We come to get a little stronger when we first going through the pandemic. And now they will make it, amen. Somebody will say amen, amen. But if you still here today, still here, tell the God who walks you through whether you've been sick, whether you've gotten in a situation where you had a family member sick, or whether you've been in a situation where those that were around you lost loved ones, or you lost loved ones yourself. Truly, God has helped us pass every test, amen. And so we want to thank God for being with us during all of our testing. Know that by the shadow of a doubt that God does not change. He is the same every day. And so we want to just continue to give him the praise for what he has done, what he's continuing to do, and what he will do in all of our lives. We're getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer. When I ask Brother Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer, we know, amen, God is a prayer answering God, and that he's answered all of our prayers. And whether it was yes, whether it was wait, or whether it was no, God answered all our prayers. And so we thank God that we can go to him as prayer answering God. Amen. We're going to ask, pray much for our country, pray for our leaders, pray for our president and vice president, pray for our first responders, children, our teachers, our petitions, and we pray for those families that are in war-torn nations. Pray for those who are convalescing at home and nursing homes. We just need to continue to be a praying church. We just need to continue to pray that God will be with us. Amen. Because truly, God will in His mindful that God said we should always pray. Whatever it is, make sure you take it to the Lord in prayer. And ask Reverend Lindsay to lead us in this prayer. Reverend Lindsay.
Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, we come this morning with praise and thanksgiving in our hearts. We come, O God, thanking you for the beauty and the holiness of this day, because this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. We thank you, Father, because truly you have brought us through this week. Father God, it was your grace and your mercy that kept us. And Father God, in spite of what it looked like, feel like, or be like, truly you were faithful. And we thank you this week, O God, for your faithfulness. We thank you this week, O God, for your darling son Jesus, for the power of your Holy Spirit, and for your word of truth. We thank you, Father, because you brought us through, Father God. Father God, through trials and through tribulation, Father God, whatever this week brought us, Father God, you brought us through it. And so all we can say is thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercy. If it had not been for you on our side, we would not have made it. So we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise this day. Because truly, O God, you have been our God. You have not turned your back on us. And we thank you because you are the non-failing God. And Father God, as we come to you today with a heart of thanksgiving, Father God, we come in a spirit of humility. O God, we come just thanking you, Father, thanking you, Lord, that we have one more Sunday that we can worship you, Father. And Father God, we thank you because you are slowly, gradually moving us into the sanctuary. We thank you, Father, because you have brought us through, O God. You made a way out of nowhere, O God. We thank you, Father God. Father God, we praise you this morning because you allowed the pastor and the praise team to go in and to worship, O God. And Father God, we thank you, Father. We give you glory because we are looking for full worship. And Father God, yes, we ask now, O God, that you continue to strengthen them, O God. Continue to build them up, O God. Continue to give them your praises, O God. Father God, we pray for Pastor Kason this morning. We pray, O God, that you will gird him up, O God, as he prepared to bring us a word, O God. We pray, Father God, that you will use him for your glory. And, O God, through the preach word, Father God, that your people will be edified. For Father God will find deliverance. Your people today, O God, will know without a shadow of doubt that there is no other God but you. We thank you, Father God, because someone needs your salvation today, Lord Jesus. So we are praying through the preach word, Father God. Father God, that you will lighten their load just a little bit, that you will know, Lord Jesus, Father God, that they, Father God, just need you, Lord Jesus. They need you more than ever before. And Father God, they need your peace. They need your joy. Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will meet their needs this morning. And then, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will look on First Lady in a special manner. Oh, God, be her help and be her strength. Father God, I pray that you will bless her going out and her coming in. Father God, I pray that you will touch her body, O God. Father God, that you will bring healing forth, O God. And then, Father God, I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that you will look on the first family. Bless them in a special manner. Look on the grandchildren. Bless them, O God. And then, Father God, I pray for the Heart of God Baptist Church in its entirety, from the least to the greatest, O God, from the youngest to the oldest, O God. You know what they stand in the need of this morning, Father God. So, Father God, I pray that you will touch every heart, touch every mind and every spirit. Oh, God, if they need jobs, Father God, I pray that you will give it to them. If they need food and clothing, oh God, that you will give it to them. Oh God, if they just need a closer relationship with you this morning, I pray that you will be that, Father God, that company keeper, Lord Jesus. Father God, I pray that you look on the sick, oh Father. Father God, thank you for your hand of healing. I pray, Father God, that as you go, Father God, oh Father God, and as you touch those that are in hospitals, those that are in nursing homes, and those that are convalescing at home, Father God, that you would just heal according to your plan, Lord Jesus, according to your purpose, oh God. Because we know, Father God, that you have enough medicine to heal anybody that is sick this morning. So we pray, oh God, that you would just touch those, Father God, that need a special healing from you today, Father God. We pray for Dick and Bryce. We pray for Dick and Daniel Bryce. We pray that you will continue to look on senior citizens. And we pray, oh God, that you will continue to strengthen, Father God, each and every member, oh God. Father God, we pray in Jesus' name that you would look on those that are tuning in through Facebook and other means, Father God, of worship. We pray, oh God, that you will keep them, lead them and guide them and direct them, Father. And, oh God, we pray this morning for other churches throughout the land, Father God, that you will strengthen pastors everywhere, ministers and servant leaders everywhere. Oh God, that you will just give them a little bit more of your strength, oh God, a little bit more, Father God, of your keeping power, Father God, as they stand on the wall, oh God. I pray in your name, Lord Jesus, that you will, Father God, will just give them the strength that they know they do not have. And then, Father God, I pray for those, Father God, that are nurses and doctors and policemen, oh God. I pray, Father God, for essential workers everywhere, Father God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Oh, Father God, use them for your glory. Give them the strength as they go forth every day, ministering and taking care of your people. And then, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name, Father God, that you will continue to look on those, Father God, that don't know you this morning, that you would draw them nigh unto your cross. Oh, God, let them know that you are the only answer to their problems. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for being that all-sufficient Savior. We thank you for being Jehovah Jireh this morning. We thank you for answering every prayer. Oh, Father God, while we're waiting on the answer, help us to be of good courage. Help us to keep waiting on you and keeping the faith. And, oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name that as we keep the faith, Lord Jesus, that we will be able to share it with somebody else, oh, God. Father God, I pray that you will use us for your glory, for your honor, and for your praise. And Father God, through it all, that you will be lifted up. Through it all, Lord Jesus, that you will draw all men unto you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for meeting every need this week. We thank you for putting food on our table and clothing on our back. We thank you for giving us jobs and putting a shelter over our head. And we thank you most of all for your darling son, Jesus, and the power of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word of truth. And we thank you for the joy and the peace that you have given us, Father, because truly you made a way out of nowhere. So we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise this day, because this is the day that thou hast made, and we will rejoice in it and be glad. And we thank you, Father, for these and all blessings. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Thank you. Lindsay for that first prayer. God today, the word of God, we're going to ask anything, amen, to give us a selection.
There is a And because he is the light of the world and he has given us his life, he
and in turn carry out what he says and light up the world. Because the world, amen, is full of darkness. But God in the book of Genesis, amen, created light, and he created a physical light and a spiritual light. And so what we have to do is we have to learn, amen, to conduct ourselves in the physical light and in our spiritual light. Let us turn to the book of Genesis. Let us turn to the first chapter of the book of Genesis and see where God actually opened up into existence. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. So in order for God to deal with darkness, deal with the fault, deal with the utter darkness of the deep, he said the Spirit of God moves from the face of the Lord. And so the Spirit of God has the ability, has the power, has the awesome responsibility of carrying out the word of God. And so what the Spirit says in verse 3 says, and the Lord God said, let there be light, and there was light. In other words, the word of God was spoken. The Spirit of God carried out what the word of God said, amen. And what God said through the Spirit became. And when we understand, amen, that we have that same God, we have that same word, we have that same Spirit, we have that same God the Father, we have that same word, we have that same Holy Spirit, what we can do is we can speak the word of God. We can live the word of God, and when we speak and live the word of God, amen, whatever the word of God says will come to fruition. In other words, when God's word through the Holy Spirit came and was spoken, it says in that first three, let there be light, and there was light. There wasn't no if, there wasn't no ands, there wasn't no maybes or buts about it, but because the Spirit spoke the word of God, and it came forth, and it was. So this is how we ought to live our lives. We should live our lives like the salt of the earth. We should have an effect on the people and the places around us. We should be able, without a shadow of doubt, to let people know what the word of God is and how to live the word of God by our actions. So in Matthew it says, amen, let your light so shine before men that they may do good work and glorify the Father which is in heaven. So the whole purpose of our existence is to live a life that's pleasing in the sight of God, to live a life to show light and darkness with those people who are in darkness, those people that don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, to live a life that is shining light in darkness, amen, that they would come to see, amen, that there's a reality in serving a true and a living God. 2 years ago, we performing a young people's gospel over the group, amen. We were over at the warehouse, the song that sang light and up, and one of the verses in the song was, we are from a city that sat up on a hill, shining light and up, and baby, that's for real. No other message could ever be clear. We're just singing in your ear, light them up, y'all. And they would sing that. And as they would sing that, amen, it would reverberate in the place of work that we are the people that should shine light in darkness. We are the people that should speak the word of God. We are the people that should light up the house, light up the world, light up the places of darkness. Now, God has instructed us, amen, to be able to do that. And so we look back at Matthew, the fifth chapter, verse 14, look what it says. It says, we are the light of the world. If the world is going to be illuminated, if the world's darkness is going to be illuminated, in Genesis, the first chapter, if the light of the world is going to shine in darkness, it has to be shined by those who are the light. God was the light that shines physically. We are the light that God is shining spiritually. And so because of that dynamic, he can say in verse 14, we are the light of the world. The light of the world. In other words, the darkness is around. Spiritual darkness. We are in a time of what we call daylight saving time. In daylight saving time, what happens is people have decided, amen, that they want more light, amen, during the waking hours. They want the days longer. They want more of the sunlight. They want to take advantage of the sunlight. So there's a benefit of sunlight. They do twice a year. They adjust their hours, their schedule all around the globe. Most of the people adjust their hours so that they can take advantage of the benefit of the daylight. So what people say is, I like daylight saving, even though I have to lose daylight saving time because I have to lose power, but I have more time in the daylight because I feel better. I can get more things better for me during the day. And so what happens is people say, I like daylight saving. But daylight, amen, is where everything can be seen. Physically, things can be seen. So what happens is you have a better understanding what's going on. You have a better way of reading when there's light. You have a better way of getting around driving when there's light. You have a better way of playing. You have a better way of planting your car. Better way of washing your car. You have a better way of doing the yard work. You have a better way of doing and playing sports when the light is on. But when it's dark, you have a better or greater chance of having a car accident or tripping or falling into a hole or driving into a pothole or cutting something wrong or making the wrong move somewhere in the dark. So this is where the enemy wants to keep you, not only physically, but spiritually. He wants to keep us in darkness. He wants to be able to cloak the things that he's perpetrating a fraud against God. And so what God does is he takes light and he shines it in darkness so it can be illuminated so we can see the truth of God. When he says in that verse 14, he says, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. In other words, when you are illuminated, you are through the word of God, you are conducting and carrying yourself in a godly manner. What happens is people will know. People will take note. People will see, amen, that there's something that's about you, that there's something different about you, that you don't respond the way people of the world respond. You don't carry yourself as people of the world carry, but you carry yourself as you are the light of the world. That you carry yourself with accessibility, not only for yourself, but for God, as you are trying to demonstrate to the world what God has done for you. And because of what God has done for you and illuminated you and giving you this light, the way you and because of that, that's the way we behave. And so when we look at the light and the darkness, in darkness, our bodies need to go to sleep. Amen. Amen. The natural cycle is the light comes on and the light turns off and we go to sleep. Let's go back to verse Genesis, the first chapter. Look at that again to say that God says in verse 4, Genesis 1, 4, and God saw the light, that it was good. In other words, light is good. Light is great. People like light. People would rather spend time in light. But in verse 4, he says, and God divided the light from the darkness. And in verse 5, he said, and God called the light day, and the darkness was he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. And so on the first day that God created, that created the first part of the earth, the creation process, on the first day, he said, let me get things straight between night and day. Let me get things straight between day and night. Let me get things straight between light and darkness. There's a time for light and there's a time for darkness. The time for light, amen, is where we can see, we can do our work. And there's a time for darkness, amen, where the darkness is prevailing and we're able, amen, to be able to get sleep. That's just the way God said it. Too many times people like darkness, amen, more than they like light. They like to do things at night. They get a song, amen. Back in the 80s, the freaks come out at night. And people like to do things that they can't be seen doing because they're ashamed of what they're doing, or they think it's something, amen, that shouldn't be done during the day. And so they like darkness. There's a time for light and there's a time for darkness. There's a time physically for light, there's a time physically for darkness. And so when you are spiritually illuminated and empowered through the Spirit by God, what happens is, whether it's light or darkness, you're still operating in the Spirit so that you can shine light in darkness. You can shine light in a spiritual dark world so that people would know, amen, that there's a different way, there's a different reality, there's a different ability, amen, to be able to live our lives in this world where God has defined light and stuff. So, when we go back to Matthew, go back to lighting up the house, God says, verse 15, that he that you then light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, to give light unto all that are in. Somewhere along the line, my brothers and sisters, we have to get into mindset, amen, where we are going to carry out what God says. And God says that we need to light up the house. And I don't know about you, but too many times God seems like a veil because the Christian, the ecclesia, the called out, the church of God has remained quiet and put the bushel of cover over our life. But we still got it. But we just not letting the light shine. We still have it, but we got it covered up. We got the cap on it. We got the lens on it. We're not allowing the light to shine because when you shine the light, amen, it puts you on display. And I got to witness, amen. When you're walking around with your light on, amen, people recognize, amen, that there's something different, amen, because usually the light, amen, in their world only shines in darkness, amen. When you're driving in the daytime with your lights on, amen, that lets people know, amen, that you're looking out for safety, even though it's not dark, but you still want to shine light, amen, to draw attention that people might know for safety purposes, amen, to be careful. To look at what's going on, to be aware of their surroundings, to conduct themselves in a certain way. And so just like this situation, we as believers in God, we ought not, amen, to ever turn our light, our spiritual light off. We always should have our light shining, no matter what the situation is, whether it's on a job, whether it's in the movie theater, whether it's in the Safeway, whether it's in the CVS, whether it's in the Giant, whether it's in your home, whether it's in the school, wherever you may be, you should have your light on because God says you are the light of the world. And God is depending on us, you and I, to light up the house. Amen. Wherever you go, you should have your light on full blast. I don't talk about normal light. I'm talking about it should be on full blast. You should always have your high beam on for God. Amen. You should have it lit up. Amen. Go to those concerts, amen, and when the favorite entertainer comes on, they hold up their phones and they light up the stadium or the event venue, amen, with their phones or with their lighters. They want to light up the house because they feel a connection, amen, with the performer. And so if we feel a connection with God, amen, we should be willing to light up the house. We should be willing to turn our light on no matter where we go. We should be willing to say, hey, there's a reality in serving a true and a living God and prevail if you're having difficulties in your life because the enemy has told you weren't no good and told you couldn't make it and told you couldn't do any better. Shine the light in that situation and watch God work his miracle. So in verse 16, it says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good work. Lord have mercy, good work. Good work. A lot of times when you're doing good, that doesn't get recognized. Amen. A lot of times you think you're doing something and nobody's giving you a pat on the back. And sometimes it seems like you're working and no one, amen, even knows that you work. But God says we got to do good work, amen. Not an option, amen, but we got to do good work wherever we go. And I know it's not easy sometimes, but I tell you, God is watching from heaven. God is watching and God sees everything. The record says that you can't hide from God. And so when people are doing things in the dark, amen, they can't hide from God. If they make their beds in hell, they can't hide from God. If they make their beds, amen, in the highest mountain place, they can't hide from God, because God is a all-seeing God, and his light, amen, permeates the dark. His light sees everything. And so we can't get this spirit, amen, that our good works are not going to be seen. Somebody is seeing our good work. Somebody is watching us. Somebody is keeping their eye on us. Someone is having conversation on your job. They're looking at how you respond. They're looking at how you conduct yourself in your neighborhood. They're looking at your life. They're seeing how you interact with your neighbors, how you interact with your husband or your wife or your children. And by you lighting it up, lighting the house up, you're demonstrating to the world. You're demonstrating to your husband. You're demonstrating to your wife, to your job. You're demonstrating to your community. You're demonstrating to your country that you can shine light in darkness. And that darkness, by the power of God, the Spirit of God, has the ability to shine and to be able to overcome. There's one more thing I'm going to let you go. Go into a dark room. And when the lights are off, what you see is darkness. You'll stumble around, you'll feel around, and you'll feel around. You might hit your toe, you might run into something because it's dark. There's no way for you to see that. But the ability to force the light to practice is not there. And so you're feeling and you're stumbling around. That's the way the world is. The world is stumbling around. It can't see. It's feeling its way. It's stubbing its toe. It's falling down. It's making mistakes because it cannot see. It's doing things that are immoral because they can't see the light of morality. If they're doing things that are contrary to the word of God, Satan has their mind bound in darkness. He has them deceived. This is the way it should be. So you learn to feel your way to the bathroom. You learn to feel your way down the steps. You learn to feel the way, amen, to the chair. But in the midst of you feeling your way, the enemy will move in that way to come to you. So now you're stumbling again and you're trying to feel your way. You can't make it around because there's a light in the room. Someone comes in the room and lifts the light switch on. What does darkness God's room present? What does darkness have to do? God's room. When God says that there be light, light came, and darkness had to go away. When you follow God's room, you put that light on you, even if not, when you put that light on you, even if God's dust, the shining light in that darkness has to flee with his light. And the darkness, if you're here today on this call at a certain time in the United States of Eastern Standard Time, then you don't have to go, because the light of God and God's plan with light and day, the greater light which is the sun and the lesser light is the moon. And as his rhythm came, the sun came up, the darkness in this area to go. And it's God's plan, it's God's way, and God will do it if we just simply let the light of the house by letting our light shine and flipping on the light. But we have to be careful, amen, not to fall in light and darkness more than light, I said, Lord, have mercy. Again, God sees everything. Sometimes we like to have a family of somebody, amen. We like to do our thing in the dark. Amen. Now, we like to keep the light in the nighttime rolling on a little bit long. Come on, man. Back in the day, man, you can wait till it was dark outside and go out to the club to have a regular, to the party or the house party or wherever it was, amen. And we always did it at night. Come on, man. Amen. we have to do is we have our parties and we have our time, amen, that we like to get together. We gotta make sure whether it's dark outside or light outside, that we have the spiritual light of God on, amen. And when we have the spiritual light of God on, it gives you spiritual God, amen. Our light will illuminate, and our light, amen, will shine up, amen. And our light will dispel darkness, just the way God in his word, amen, said, let there be light, amen. And light was. If you go in that dark room and you flip that switch on, that's like you saying, let there be light, and light is. Wherever you are on your job or in your family, amen, you say, I'm going to shine the light of God on it, amen. You flip the light of God on it, that darkness, that avenue of sleep, amen, has to be dispelled because you are lighting up the house, lighting up the world. You are doing what God has, and it has to fall in the order that God says. Light will dispel darkness. The way you are in this world, if you have darkness and you put light on it, it will dispel. It will go away. But we are the light of the world, and we have to go and shine into the darkness. When we shine into the darkness, amen, whatever it is, this is the one that loves to dwell in darkness. And to teach people, but when you shine that light on their face, amen, it has to go. But the problem is too many of us got a light in a pocket, got a light under the coat, got a light somewhere where it can't be seen. And so when Jesus says, we are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. We didn't men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but a candlestick. And giving light to all that are in the house. All that are in the house. All that are in the house. We have to light up the house by letting our light shine. Amen? Amen. We got to light it up. And so that's what the back came and served to light up the world. We have to light up the world. So we see that we'll be able to get back to where we are different in this world, different in this world. Make a difference, and the difference will be that light will dispel darkness, and as we dispel darkness, more people will come to know Jesus, the light of the world. Amen. That's what we're going to do. So get ready. Light ready, get your light on, let it shine in darkness. Let God say the word. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for his word today. Thank God for allowing us to be able to believe that we are the light. Let the light shine. Let it shine. Wherever you are, let it shine. Let people know, amen, that they don't have to walk in darkness. They don't have to be in a place where they don't know how to get around. They don't know how they're going to make it. They don't know how to walk out. But we shine our light, illuminate by doing good works. God will give the glory. That's what we want to do. We want to give God glory from our lives. Let us pray. Merciful God, our Father, we thank you. We thank you for your word, God. Thank you this day that the light shines in our lives. We call this and hold it. Call this out of darkness into a marvelous light. So God, as we experience this marvelous light, God, help us. Let this light that you have placed in us shine wherever we will go. God, that our works will be good. The whole house will be lit up. Your spirit and your word in your life. And God, if there's someone that's in darkness, that they will see the light of you, the light of your son, Jesus Christ, in this house. So God, they will run, I yield, what your son needs. God, that we have done to your glory. how the day turned with my feelings. And the light would go around this way. God, the darkness, every baby would be flushed out. God, that your light would reign supreme. And now may your love, grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, be communion of the Holy Spirit. Need to rest, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Redeem the glory of the Lord together.
It would have been clear if I had the
exactly.
Yeah.